was throw out my right arm to deflect his attempt to plunge the blade into my jugular. The sharp blade slid across my forearm just above my wrist, but with so much adrenaline rocketing through my system, I felt no immediate pain. If not for the blood seeping through the sleeve of my navy nylon raid jacket, I wouldn't have even known I'd been cut. Underneath was my favorite pink silk blouse, a coup of a find on the clearance rack at Neiman Marcus' last call. Now, sliced open, the blood-soaked material gaping to reveal a short but deep gash. My jaw clamped tighter than a chastity belt on a pubescent princess. This jerk was going down. My block had knocked him to the side. Taking advantage of our relative positioning, I threw a roundhouse kick to Battaglia's stomach, my steel-toed, cherry-red Doc Martens sinking into his soft paunch. The shoes were the perfect combination of utility and style. Another great find at a 2-for-1 sale at the Galleria. The kick didn't take the beer-bellied bastard out of commission, but at least it sent him backward a few feet, putting a little more distance between us. A look of surprise flashed across Battaglia's face as he stumbled backward. He clearly hadn't expected a skinny, 5-foot-2-inch bookish woman to put up such a fierce fight. Neener, neener. He regained his footing just as I yanked my Glock from my hip holster. I pointed the gun at his face, a couple drops of blood running down my arm and dropping to the scuffed gray tile floor. Put the box cutter down. He stiffened, his face turning purple with fury. Shit, IRS agents carry guns now? Although people were familiar with tax auditors, the concept of a special agent, a tax cop, eluded most. But we'd been busting tax cheats for decades. Heck, when no other law enforcement agency could get a charge to stick, we were the ones to finally bring down Al Capone. And if we could nab a tough guy like Capone, this pudgy twerp didn't stand a chance. By our best estimate, Battaglia had cheated the federal government and honest Americans out of at least 80 grand, and didn't seem too happy when Eddie and I had shown up to collect. Now, with my partner on a potty break, Battaglia was treating me like I was a shrimp and he was a chef at Benihana. The madman sneered at me, revealing teeth yellowed by age and excessive soda consumption. He waved the blade in the air.
If you shoot me, you better shoot to kill. 'Cause if you don't, I'm gonna carve you like a pumpkin.
My gunmetal gray-blue eyes bored into Battaglia's. Daddy had strict rules about firearms. Anything we killed, we had to eat. No amount of barbecue sauce would make a hairy guy like you palatable. He raised the box cutter higher. Now that just burned me up. He didn't think I'd do it. He was wrong. Still, I'd only shoot as a last resort. Not because I was some kind of bleeding heart. There was just too much paperwork involved. Besides, gunplay was hell on a manicure, and I'd just had my fingers freshly French-tipped yesterday. Since threats hadn't worked, I decided to try persuasion. Look, if I shoot you, I'll have to fill out a form. I hate filling out forms. He snorted and rolled his eyes.
You hate filling out forms, and you took a job with the IRS? What are you, some kind of idiot?
So much for my powers of persuasion. Now I was beyond burned up. Now I was hot and bothered. Drop the box cutter, you sorry son of a bitch. There I went again, exposing my country roots. Growing up in the rural East Texas town of Nacogdoches, I was taught how to curse a blue streak by my brothers. But now I was a sophisticated city girl living in Dallas, a member of the Junior League, and I needed to act like it. Problem was, this jerk was making it hard to remember my manners. Battaglia lunged again, a green blubbery blur coming right at me. I ducked aside just in time to avoid being slashed again and hollered for my partner. Eddie appeared in the doorway, spotted the box cutter, and took a running leap onto Battaglia's back. Battaglia outweighed Eddie by a good 100 pounds.